Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. We're on Long Island News Radio 103.9. We're talking to Dick Amper. He's the director of the Pine Barrens Society, has been for 25 years now. And, of course, we're talking about something that's really immediate and on the minds of a lot of people. It's the quality of the water that we have. Dick, we were talking about funding and that we had funding for this and went somewhere. Well, tell me about that.
Well, before the crisis became something of concern to everyone, people were concerned principally about the recession of 2008. And sometime in 2011, the Suffolk County legislature removed money from the county's drinking water protection program. And it's an interesting program. It's not just another government
program.
And
why did they do it?
Well, they said, to plug holes in the budget. We were having serious budget deficits. We're not out of the woods altogether. But that was really the worst of it back in 2009, 10, 11. And the thing that was different about this is this was a fund that was created back in 1988 by a vote of the public. It wasn't just a government initiative. They put it on the ballot and they said, can you give us permission to spend a quarter of a penny in sales tax? You won't even feel it for the purposes of protecting water. And despite the fact that they're paying 2.5 times the national average in taxes, they said, if you're going to do it for clean water, we'll support it. And it won with 84% of the vote. So the problem was, when the government took it from that program, they were violating a covenant with the people, because it was promised that if that program were ever changed or that money were ever used for any other purpose, it would be put back to the public at referendum. So that was the challenge.
Well, what about a lawsuit?
Well, glad you mentioned that, because the Pine Barrens Society immediately went to New York State Supreme Court and said that is a violation of the law. The law, built into the charter of the county, says that if you're going to change it for any purpose, you got to go back to the people who voted for it, the electorate, the taxpayers. And the courts are about to issue a decision in that case. And in part because of that, in part because we have been gathering petitions now to force this on the ballot so the public can vote for it, but in part because Steve Ballone, the county executive of Suffolk, has said, I want to do something about water, the county came to the Pine Barrens Society and said, okay, that was wrong. How about we restore the money that we took? How about we make a commitment not to use it in the future? And let's make another commitment, and that is to let the public vote for this at the polls every time it happens and build that into the county charter. We think that's a good solution to the problem, and the legislature, the county legislature, will meet on the 29th of September, and we think they'll approve it. Go ahead, sure.
If we put this on the ballot again and again, that means we have to do a campaign of education every single time.
Well, you are so right about that. And guess who pays for the campaign? It's not the taxpayers. It's the environmental community. We're the ones that have to find the dollars to explain to the public what this is.
I think it's a crappy deal.
Well, it's not good in one respect. We shouldn't have had to have done it in the first place.
Right.
But if you can simultaneously restore the money that was taken from it, guarantee that they won't do that again, and further, that the public will always have the opportunity to vote if they do, I think there's a great likelihood that we will keep this from happening again and we'll restore the money where it belongs, exclusively for drinking water protection. So,
you won something, lost something else.
There is no question about it. It shouldn't have happened. But does that mean we shouldn't fix it? I don't think so. I think the public likes this program, wants to see the money go to address water quality problems. And if we can get that done, then all is forgiven. You know,
who are our friends in the legislation? Do you want to talk about that, or you feel it might alienate you?
No. I think most of them have been good. When they voted to allow the public to vote on the matter, that one portion of this settlement that's been proposed, all but four of them voted in favor. That they were all Republicans, I don't think has anything to do with the party's position on water quality. Listen, Republicans drink as much water as Democrats, and all of them are supportive.
Yeah, but they dilute it with scotch.
Well, okay, so they're a little smarter. If we could all just live on scotch. But under any circumstance, I think the fact of the matter is this has to do with this is the minority party railing against the majority party. I think we haven't eliminated politics from the political spectrum.
No, but you think it's less of a political
thing. I think it's less of a problem, and I think this is not going to be a problem. I am sorry to report that the members of the state legislature that would not take up this bill were also members of the Senate, and they were Republicans. I do not believe the Republican Party is in favor of dirty water. I think this just hasn't been sorted out. They're still doing what their knee-jerk reaction is, and that is to play partisan politics. And I think we're all pretty well fed up with that. But I think the people win this fight. I think they hold all of these folks accountable. I think we do get the county legislation this November on the ballot, and I would be shocked if we don't pass the legislation in Albany next year to get this resolved, because it's in everybody's interest to do it.
Now, while earmarks and regional projects do not get any legs in Congress anymore, and they think that that's a good thing, I think it's a terrible thing, personally.
Well, they all represent us. We do remember that the founding fathers created this government to represent everybody. It was a government of the United States, so all of the states needed to be taken care of.
I'm a senator from New York or a congressman from New York, and I say to my colleagues over in Tennessee and West Virginia, you got to vote for this allocation, and I know you need to repair some things over in your place, and I'll give you my vote. You give me your vote. We'll do it. Well, that was looked upon as being sneaky and
deal making, right?
Deal making. You know, well, I just came from the automobile dealer, and I was talking deal making, and I had to make him surrender something so that I might actually buy a stupid car. But, that's what we're all about.
Well, it's deal-making, it's compromising. I don't mean a dirty deal where somebody gets paid off for something he's not entitled to, but the people of Long Island are entitled to clean water, and maybe the people in Tennessee are entitled to some support for growing grain. But, it can't be the dirty things that are going on in Albany and in Washington where some individual or some friend of government is getting something to which they're not entitled. As long as they're trying to sort out where the people's money is going to do the people's work, I got no problem with that.
There's another thing. We have a net loss of revenues going to the federal government and to Albany. We put in more dollars
than we get back.
When I don't know what the number is. I think it might be 60% of any money we get back to the state from what we put in to the federal government. I don't even object to that, because I believe we're a family. That, just because
we're New Yorkers.
Just because we have a family of six children and one of them is down on his luck and one of them is making $1 million, well, let's take care of Charlie. He's not he's the family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we are as a country, or was. And we're losing that sense of family.
You cannot be any more accurate than you are.
When I talk like that, they say, what are you, a communist?
No. When we needed to save the Pine Barrens 20 years ago, the legislature voted unanimously to do it because that was the source of the greatest quality water on Long Island that 3 million people depended upon. And when they were done voting for that, they created the Environmental Protection Fund and began to pour tens of millions of dollars to buy up that land and give the owners fair market value. So in those days, only 20 years ago, we were able to respond to needs, and I think Long Island is up for its next turn, and I hope that they'll respond again this time.
I hope so. We generate an awful lot of taxes. I mean, not only for our schools and things like that, but what goes to Albany is not
We're providing economic support to Buffalo that's down on its luck.
And that's still right.
And that's
okay.
What we should be doing.
I'm all right with that.
Long Island's turn.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I've been talking to Dick Amper. He's the director of the Pine Barrens, and our topic has been mainly about water and getting to better quality. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9. Thanks for listening.